Paxton, how are you feeling after coming back from the summer off?
I feel good. It feels good to be back in the building with all the rookies getting these 2 days before the vets get in, you know, kind of getting your wheels turning again and everything fired back up. So I know I'm excited for the vets to get back in and to start camp.
How valuable is it a lot of these guys, the rookies, have to share reps, but you're the only one out there getting to take every single rep? How helpful is that as
kids? It's pretty tough from a standpoint of conditioning, just because you're taking every rep and you're taking every, you know, drop back, every drill when it's just individual stuff. But in the long run, it helps you, obviously, because you're taking every rep and you're getting that conditioning in that you normally wouldn't when those other guys are out here. So it's tough in the standpoint of that, but mentally getting those reps, it's really important.
After getting the work in OTAs, what do you feel you do better as a quarterback now than when this process started?
Just how far I've come mentally, I think. When I first got here, it was just kind of like thrown at me. And, you know, I was having trouble calling the plays in the huddle, even doing that. So now, you know, I'm doing a lot better with that, going out there, and my footwork is where it needs to be. I still have a while to go with that. But from where I came in when I first got here till now, I'm very pleased with my progress.
Where would you say your comfort level is with the playbook?
It's not 100%, obviously, just because the time I've been here, but I'm a lot more confident in myself and knowing the plays and playing a little bit faster than when I first got here.
Paxton, I think you said it was a dictionary.
Yeah.
Was that the description? Yeah, dictionary. Right. Is it
down to a yeah, it's getting its way down there, but it's still pretty thick. But going over the days that we've already covered, you know, it's easier to pick up on instead of having to, you know, stare at it and study it for, you know, hours on hours. It's just you kind of look at it and kind of remind yourself, oh, this guy's got this.
How often or how much early on here have you gotten into watching situational film from like 2015 with Peyton and Brock and going over with the coaches why they made certain decisions? Or is that much later in the process?
Well, we haven't done much of that yet. Just because with me, it's mostly just been learning and trying to get you caught up to where you need to be to play. So I'm sure that will come more when we get into camp and closer to the season and we start watching more game film on teams. I'm sure we'll talk more about that. But recently, it's just really been about playbook stuff.
Paxton, when the offseason program ended, Gary said Trevor and Mark were neck and neck. Do you think you have enough time to put yourself in that mix, or what? Where do you think you stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I have an opportunity to better myself and put myself up in that position to play right away or sooner than I had thought. But I knew those guys were going to be ahead of me just because their experience, and Trevor, his experience in the offense, and Mark, his experience in the league, and me being a rookie, and this is, you know, the first time I've seen a playbook like that. So I knew it was going to be tough, and I knew I was going to be behind. But the biggest thing for me is just staying confident in myself and keeping my head up and keep pushing through and keep grinding, and you know, it'll come to you eventually.
But you're not ready to say, okay, you guys fight it out?
Oh, I mean, no, just from a competition standpoint, obviously, as a competitor, you're not just going to say, yeah, I'll take the back seat and do this, but it's my job as a rookie to push those guys that are ahead of me however I can.
What did you do during the 5 weeks? How much football?
I did a lot of football, actually, when I was home. I didn't have receivers, you know, back where I was training in Orlando, so I had my brother out there catching passes for me and, you know, watching my footwork. But I had an opportunity to get to Memphis for a little over 10 days and do a charity event there, as well as work with Mo's, because he was in Memphis too. So I got a chance to work with Mo's and some of those other receivers too that were already at Memphis. Whenever they got their work done, they ran out there and ran some routes for me.
Your brother a good route runner?
No, I just had to spot him up.
What's the relationship like with Mark and Trevor when they're guys that can be mentors to you, but also all three of you are trying to fight for the same job?
I mean, obviously from what I hear is, you know, the way the vets are and OTAs and what you do before camp is a little different from when they do get into camp, just because, you know, it's time to lock in and take care of your business. So my relationship with them so far has been good, and they've been really helpful for me whenever I had, you know, bad practices or questions about something. They've always been there to help me.
Pax, you had mentioned to us, I think, a while back that Cam Newton was a guy that you followed. What is it about him that drew you to him?
I think just his play style and how exciting he is to watch, and what he can do on the field, you know, throwing the ball as well as running the ball, and his size. You know, he's just a massive player, and especially at the quarterback position, you know, I think that's just exciting to watch a player that can do that. So I want to be a player that, you know, people want to watch, you know, and tune into because he's an exciting player.
A lot of first-round quarterbacks have a competition between each other, you know, Eli and Roethlisberger and Rivers, when they come up in the same class.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that sense with you and Carson Wentz and Jared Goff?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that just because obviously we're in the same class together, so, you know, you want to do what you got to do, but I'm pretty sure they're just like me right now, and they're kind of worried about what they got to do, where they are with the Rams and the Eagles, you know, just like I'm worried about what's going on in this building. And, you know, this team, and you see those guys on ESPN doing what they're doing, but, you know, that's way different than what's actually going on in the locker room. So I'm kind of just focusing on what I got to focus on here.
Is no huddle, doing things in the line of scrimmage, is that still more comfortable than being in the huddle making calls?
It's getting there to the point where I'm comfortable in the huddle, but obviously I'm not to that point just yet because all my college career was mostly no huddle stuff. So being in the huddle is somewhat new to me. So when you only get a couple weeks of it, a month of it, a little over a month of being in the huddle, you know, you're not going to have it down like, you know, the back of your hand, but it's definitely coming to me, and I feel that I'm improving on it week to week.
In your opinion, what's the most difficult throw to make accurately?
I mean, like crossing patterns to me are the hardest thing. When it's coming right to left, I just think it's hard to throw this way and lead the guy, me personally at least.
Anything else? Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Maxon.